This audio is complete fiction and made for fantasy. Nothing in this audio is intended as instruction or based in the real world. It is made for adult entertainment and made by an adult for adults. The creator of this audio does not condone these kinds of activities in the real world. This is all just fantasy, so enjoy. I've always had this secret kink, and it's one I can't really talk to most about, well, anyone, or I'd be thrown in jail or put on some fucking list. So I'm turned on by men who are sexually attracted to boys, like pre-teenage. And I know it's fucked up, but the heart wants what the heart wants. Or should I say, the pussy wants what the pussy wants. But it all kind of started with gay man porn. I stumbled on it like somehow one day, and I was so attracted to gay man sex the moment I saw it. I don't know. It was just something about the image of two men grinding against each other, a man sucking a cock. Ugh, I just love it all. I really do. I devoured all the gay porn I could. And after consuming hours and hours of gay man porn, I realized one day I was most obsessed with the videos of like older bear looking men with more feminine, petite gay men. I guess they call them twinks. And I know it's an odd thing for a woman to be attracted to. Like, there's no handbook or special porn or community for women who are just fans of gay man sex. And I'm not a fag hag. I don't want to hang around gay men like that. I'm just attracted to their sex. So anyways, at some point, I guess you can say I started getting dark with my attraction to gay man sex. Because what turned me on the most about the twinks, some of them look so young. And that made me throb so much. And I started fantasizing that they were not of age. And sure, that was really hot to think about for a while, but I was greedy and obsessed with the idea. I mean, so much so that I spent some time online finding online pedophiles who were into boys. And it was really hot talking to them, you know, reading how they'd molest and rape little boys. Oh, it was super hot. But I wanted more than that. And so one of them had directed me to how I could get my hands on the real thing, real child porn of little boys and men. And I didn't even hesitate. Before I knew it, I was a full-on child porn addict, watching men rape little boys for hours on end every day. I had never devoured porn like this in my whole life. And I was so satisfied. I loved seeing their tiny little pee-pees getting hard for men, grown men sucking their little dicks, cute, adorable boys sucking on hard adult dicks. I even loved when it got rough, like the look on the boys' face whenever they were taking hard pedo rape. Oh, fuck. I'm getting turned on just thinking about it. But I was a changed woman for sure. I started seeing boys in public in a whole new light. But most of all, my own son. I longed to see him enjoyed from an adult man. Training my boy to take adult cock. And just so you know, my son is 9 years old, by the way. But yeah, it was all I could think about most days. And it's not that I wanted to do anything with my son. I mean, I thought about several times how stiff his little cock gets, but that wasn't what fueled my wildest desires. It was the idea of a man molesting and raping him in front of me. So I started dating around just to see if I could find a man that was maybe perhaps a kitty fucker. And it's not an easy task to do. I mean, for one, it can be difficult to find a man that'll either fess up to being bi-curious or finding a man that is bisexual. And secondly, it's not really something you can come out and ask a man. Like, hey, do you think you'd be interested in sexually assaulting my son? So after a while, after frustration and uncertainty, I kind of gave up. I gave up on the idea of finding a partner that was into it. I still dated around because, I mean, I did still enjoy the companionship and sex, of course, but I figured it would be impossible to find my ultimate fantasy. So eventually, I settled down with my current boyfriend. And we kind of just fell in love super fast. We're very compatible, and I just adore him. And our sex is great. But I hadn't really revealed my love of gay man sex and little boy pedophilia. I liked him too much to scare him away. But every time we fucked, I was definitely imagining how his cock would look with my son's holes, wondering if he'd fuck my son as hard as he fucked me. I mean, I was spiraling down into an obsession with it. And finally, I kind of caved in and decided to see if I could mold my boyfriend to my desires. It seemed like a fun, evil little project. I just had to make sure I didn't scar our relationship in the process. I definitely didn't want to lose this one. He was a good one, but I definitely did want to corrupt him into my desires and fantasies. Okay, so you know how I wanted us to share our secret favorite porn with each other tonight? I think mine is going to shock you. I don't know. I just assume that my secret favorite porn is not typically what women prefer. So you gotta promise me, baby. Okay, you won't judge my secret porn. Okay, yeah, I trust you. I'm just hoping you like it at least a little. I mean, it would turn me on so much if you did. Okay, so here we go. First one is this. It's this compilation of amateur tea girls. Do you like tea girls? Yeah? You've always been curious? Oh my God, that's so hot, baby. I just love them. I think they're such a mind fuck. I mean, looking so gorgeous, and then bam, there's a dick. But You see, I have a particular favorite type of tea girl. The ones that are like super petite and have adorable little tiny dicks. I mean, look at that one. She's got the flattest little tummy, no tits, and then that adorable little sissy dick, completely hairless. God, it's so hot. No, I actually don't want to fuck them. But I will say, I think it would be so hot to have a threesome with like you and her and me. Me directing you on how to sexually please her and vice versa. Showing her how my man likes his cock socked. And then spreading her legs for you while you stuff her tight little hole. Yeah? You like that idea? Oh my God, baby, you've just made me so, so happy. I know you're not gay. I mean, it really doesn't make it gay if a woman with a pussy is there with you, right? But God, it would be literally so hot to watch you suck on her little clitty. Would you suck her for me, baby? Yeah. Would you bend her tight little body to your desire? And then pounds her little asshole. Fuck, you're turning me on so much, baby. We spent a lot of nights dirty talking about little dick tea girls. And I made sure to highlight all the prepubescent qualities tea girls had. The flat chests, flat tummies, tight little asses, and adorable little dicks. I was essentially grooming him to my desires without him knowing. And I didn't really feel that bad because that first time, he really responded well to the tea girls. So it wasn't like I was forcing anything. And it was seriously, so sexy. But of course, knowing my preferences, I had more grooming to do. Okay, so I kind of want to switch it up tonight, our porn choice. And obviously, I love my small dick T-girl porn. But I've been saving this other secret porn for when I felt comfortable enough to share with you. And I'm kind of shy and embarrassed I like this. But I don't think you'll mind it. Okay, yes, I'm pulling it up now. So, I also love gay man sex porn. I know. It's so weird, but I can't help it. Okay, so let me show you one example. Okay, if you're okay with that, are you okay seeing it? Oh, you're the best, baby. I know you've never explored bi stuff, but you've been so amazing allowing me to share my love of bi stuff, like the T-girl dick fantasies I have. I mean, I just love how open you are. I love it. Anyway, so the other type of porn I love is just straight up gay man sex. But I love when one of the men is older, hairy, big and masculine, and then the other is a younger, barely legal twink. I just find it so hot to see such drastic difference between the two, like such a masculine body with a younger, cute gay man. I mean, look at how dominant he is with that twink. Fuck, it's so hot. Yeah, you're liking it? Oh my gosh, I know it's different. I know it's different, but like I said, I love how open you are. And you know, it makes you even more of a man in my eyes, like how comfortable you are with your masculinity to even entertain watching something like this with your girlfriend. Can I be honest? So when I watch gay man porn like this, I'm always imagining you are the older masculine daddy. And I come so hard watching and fantasizing it's happening right in front of me, my own live gay man porn. Oh, I think someone like me calling him a daddy. Give me that daddy dick, baby. It's so hard. Does daddy like the idea of getting rough with a hot little piece of ass for mommy? I think daddy would love to pound a little faggot's ass for mommy. You know what they say about younger? It's tighter, inexperienced holes that need stretching and training from daddies. Oh, look at that faggot moaning like a little bitch, daddy. You like that? Oh my God. Baby, I'm going to fuck your brains out for being so goddamn sexy. I love how open you are to pounding little faggots for mommy. My boyfriend really took to the idea of Encouraged By with me. And it was quite sexy to watch him unfold. I teased him with actually finding some little twink in real life to fuck, but that wasn't my true plan. My ultimate goal was for him to pound my son, turn my son into a little faggot. And I even started some anal play with my boyfriend, rimming him, fingering him, showing him the pleasures of anal play. And he loved it. I mean, we were balls deep and Encouraged By fantasies. And my grooming was turning out to be successful. Whenever we'd go out in public, I'd encourage us both to look around and see which men might be faggots. And of course, we were searching for younger adults. I mean, I was personally looking at all the younger boys. He wasn't ready for that, at least not yet. But I did, however, purposely point out teens. Honey, oh my God, look at how hot he is. Wow. No, I don't think so. He looks old enough. He has to be 18 years old. No? You don't think so? I mean, I guess he looks like he might be in high school. Why do I not hate that idea, though? I know that's so naughty, but like, whatever. We're not doing anything bad. I'm wondering, though. I wonder if younger cum tastes different. It has to, don't you think? Like, maybe more sweet? I know, I'm fucking filthy, aren't I? I just feel so comfortable with you, baby. I feel like I can say anything. But that kid, oh my God, imagine. That high schooler was a complete virgin. never even touched a girl. And then you were his first sexual experience he ever had. How fucking tight that asshole would be. Never being penetrated. You'd really feel like a daddy. Showing him how to get fucked. Maybe he could even fuck daddy for mommy. Because mommy doesn't have a cock. So I need a good boy to fuck daddy for me. I know you liked mommy's fingers inside your slutty ass, didn't you, daddy? Imagine that boy's teen cock filling your ass. Filling daddy with that young cum for me. We need to wrap up this lunch immediately. Mommy's pussy is dripping wet. After that first experience, encouraging him to fantasize about that kid with me, the floodgates were open. And I started noticing him lingering his gazes at younger boys. Not as young as I ultimately wanted, but I was loving the direction he was going in. And we often role-played a lot with daddy and mommy talk. Talking about training a young boy into daddy's little faggots. I even did something really, really naughty. My boyfriend knew I preferred more amateur porn. So a few times, I even slyly showed him faceless child porn and had him get off to it without telling him it was a child. He just thought it was some little twink. And I was wildly turned on. I made him come to child porn without him knowing. And I kept pushing his limits, turning our role play to even lower depravities. Fuck my ass like you would fuck our little faggot, daddy. Yes. Oh my god, daddy, you're so rough. Yes, pound that little fuckhole, daddy. Oh god. Oh baby. I just had an idea. Yeah. So imagine our little faggot was like middle school. Yeah, just hit puberty. Horny little faggot would satisfy daddy, wouldn't he? Oh, mommy, so naughty. I know. Punish my ass, daddy. Punish it for being so naughty. Would you like that, daddy? A little tween faggot for you? Even tighter little faggot, huh? Yeah, tiny little rape meat for daddy. Oh my god, yes. Yes, fuck that little tween hole. Holy fuck, you're getting so rough, daddy. Yes, pound that little 12-year-old asshole. I had fully corrupted my boyfriend. We both were loving the filthy taboo role play. And I think we both felt a little guilty and awkward afterwards. But we always went back to it whenever we were fucking. I mean, even he would start the role play without me. And so after I opened the floodgates with the younger age, I noticed my boyfriend sneaking glances at even younger boys when we were, you know, out and about. And at this point in our relationship, he hadn't even met my son yet. My son, he was at his dad's house on the weekends. My boyfriend and I had our kinky time. And I knew it was time he met my son. I mean, we had been dating for a while. And I definitely wanted him around long term. And it had always been important to me that I shield my son from random men coming in and out of the house, only introducing him to someone whenever I was serious about someone. So it all felt right. Plus, I had my secret desires, of course. I was still secretly fantasizing about my boyfriend fucking my son. I mean, I was desperate for it, really. I wasn't positive I could make it happen, but I was feeling pretty confident at that time because every dive into more depravity was accepted with much arousal for my boyfriend. So I finally introduced my boyfriend to my son, and it went amazingly. And I fell in love with him even more because I was just bringing him that much closer to my heart. So we settled into a routine where he came over more and more now that my son had been introduced to him. And what started happening was so very interesting and so arousing. So I would notice my boyfriend would get a little uncomfortable around my son, like just kind of like tense. And I would catch him checking him out. And oh my God, I was throbbing every time I noticed this because it's what I wanted, to objectify my son as a sex object for my boyfriend. Eventually, having my boyfriend lose all control and inhibitions and force him to have sex with my son in front of me. I knew that I just had to be careful, slow, and methodical. I mean, fantasizing about random young boys was one thing. This was more real, obviously. Actually crossing that line that so many dream about and never do. And with more and more taboo role play, I figured one logical step was introducing him to my super naughty porn, my vast collection of gay pedophile child porn. And I didn't want to scare my boyfriend away, like dive too deep too fast. So I lied and I said I stumbled across it on accident when I was trying to find like taboo porn for us to enjoy. And so I started out really slow with light pics, like young preteen boy, non-nudes, and then the nudes. And I made sure to always communicate how turned on I was with the content. And that wasn't a lie. I loved turning those young boys into porn. But my boyfriend, he definitely was reluctant. And I think he was mainly worried about me getting in trouble. But I consistently told him I was careful in obtaining and storing the child porn. But it didn't take long. It didn't take long really at all. And we were both consuming massive amounts of gay kiddie porn every night. And I slowly leaked harder and harder stuff, like blowjobs, light touching, and then actual little boy rape. And my boyfriend, he actually loved the ones where the boys were fucking them in. I loved it too. I mean, it's so obscene and hot seeing such a little body and a tiny kitty cock humping a grown adult. Ugh, so hot. But it was rolling out perfectly, really. There was a dark cloud looming over us. You know, a cloud of guilt. But we were both hooked. We were having the best sex of our lives, fucking with child porn playing in the background. like little boys getting molested and raped for our pleasure. And eventually, I started innocently including my son into the dirty talk, just little things. Like, I would tell him how I remember what his little kitty cock looked like when I used to give him baths when he was little, comparing his cute little boy ass to the little boy ass in the videos we were watching. You know, just little things. And one night, I actually pulled Michael's cute little undies out of the hamper and teased my boyfriend with them. And it never startled my boyfriend. So I just kept pushing deeper, slowly. Babe, now that you've been around Michael for a bit, I mean, can you imagine how smooth his young flesh must feel like? How hot it would be to run your hands all over him. That's what gets me. Big, masculine hands like yours on such supple, tight, young skin. Fuck. Oh, and he likes you now, too. Trust you. And he's such a good mommy's boy. And I know this is fucked up as hell. But he really would be such a good boy for us. Eager to please mommy and daddy. I mean, just imagine what it would be like to show my little 8-year-old your hard, veiny adult cock for the first time. He would be so shocked and just adorable. And mommy could tell him that it's okay. His little pee-pee will be big like daddy's one day. Come on, touch it, baby. Just feel how hard it is. And then his sweet little nervous hands would wrap around this cock right here. Mommy showing him how to give daddy a hand job. You like that idea, baby? Yeah? I bet he's not having wet orgasms yet either. So seeing your cock come in his hands, his cute little eyes widening, shocked to see a cock come before he experiences his first wet orgasm. Yeah, that's my good daddy. You want to come, don't you? I can tell. Do it. Do it. Come like you would for Michael. Yeah, show him how daddy explodes. I was shocked with myself. I couldn't believe I had gotten this far with my innocent boyfriend. I had successfully turned him into a pedo queer. And I was over the fucking moon about it. I kept including Michael in our dirty talk, grooming my boyfriend for the ultimate release, crossing the line with my encouragement, raping my 8-year-old son. And it took some time, but I had finally talked my boyfriend into it. I told him that I would have prepped Michael mentally, telling him that this was something secret, private, and special. That mommy and her boyfriend loved him so much that we wanted to do special things with him, things that only adults do. And Michael, he's so young and dumb enough to fall for everything. He really was eager to please mommy and also my boyfriend. So we set a plan and a date, and it finally happened. My wildest and most depraved fantasy had come true one night. So the first thing we're going to do is, Michael, and let me go ahead and say, before we really get started, I know that my boyfriend isn't your real daddy. You know that. But for our special time, we're going to call him daddy. Okay? You like that, don't you? Mm-hmm. Okay, so Michael, daddy's going to kiss you. And not like mommy kisses you, not a quick peck. He's going to kiss you like adults do in movies, okay? Don't be scared. Kissing is actually really, really fun. All you got to do is just open your mouth and do exactly what daddy's doing. Come on, baby. Give Michael a kiss. Yeah, there you go. Wow, look at you two. I love it. Yes. My son kissing his daddy, making out. Daddy's tongue dancing around inside Michael's little 8-year-old mouth. Very, very good. Now, you can stop kissing, yeah. Now, Michael, one thing that adults do together is they kiss each other in other places. So daddy's going to kiss you down there near your pee-pee and kiss your pee-pee. And it's going to feel really, really good. And it's just a way for daddy to show you how much he loves you. Good boy. Now, pull down your little pajama pants. Don't be shy, baby. It's okay. Don't worry. Like, daddy's going to pull his down soon, too. But you're going to be first, okay? And don't worry. Daddy wants to see your pee-pee. He does. That's my good boy. Good. Now, just lay back on the bed, just like that. Okay, and all you have to do, my sweet Michael, is just lay there and enjoy. It's going to feel amazing. It may tickle a little too. I'm going to be down here with Daddy, talking to him, okay? You just lay right there. Baby. You want to give my little 8-year-old son a blowjob, Daddy? Make out with that kitty cock. Put it right into your mouth. Just like that. Make them nice and stiff and hard. Yeah. Feel that little cock grow inside of your mouth. You're such a naughty pedo daddy, aren't you? I love it. I love that daddy's a pedo faggot. Wants to suck on that child cock. good daddy. God, it's so hot. You look so fucking hot sucking my son's cock. Yes, he's going to be a good little faggot for you, isn't he? Yeah. Does he taste sweet? They'll suck on those tight little balls. Pop them right into your mouth. Pedo daddy. Yes. Keep doing that. Michael, baby, I just want to warn you. I'm going to have daddy do something that might feel even more weird, okay? But I bet you did love. We call it a blowjob. Daddy gave you a blowjob. Did you like that? Yes, you did. That's a good boy. Such a good boy. See, your pee-pee can feel really, really good when it's touched and licked and put it into things. We'll get there. But what Daddy's going to do is he's going to spread your legs some more. And then he's going to kiss your little hole down there, your little butthole. And it's something that adults do. Like, Daddy kisses mommies too. He loves it. It's going to feel really good, actually. It's a little surprising and maybe a little ticklish, but you'll like it. All right, baby. Rim, you're a little faggot. Get it all wet with Daddy's pedo slobber. You like that, don't you? Yeah, you like the taste of kitty asshole? You little pedo faggot. You fucking love it. Lap it all up like a good little pedo queer. Look at you. Yeah, mommy turned you into a pedo faggot, didn't I? And you? You were born to be this way. You fucking love it, don't you? Yes, you do. How did that feel, Michael? You liked that, didn't you? You're doing such a good job. You really are. Mommy's so, so proud of you. Daddy, are you proud of him? Yeah. I think it's time for Michael to sample Daddy's special places. Give special kisses and special places. All right, Daddy's going to lay down, and Michael, you're going to come down between Daddy's legs with me. Okay, Mommy will be here to guide you from every step, okay? All right, so first you're going to see Daddy's pee-pee, and Mommy calls it a cock because it's a grown adult cock, and you're going to see it gets really, really big. Really big. I know that you've noticed that your little pee-pee gets hard sometimes, doesn't it? Yeah. And when it gets hard and stiff, that means you're feeling good. And so you've made Daddy feel really, really good. So he's about to show you how hard his is. There it is. Look at Daddy's cock. Oh my gosh, isn't it amazing, Michael? Oh, I know it looks kind of scary, but it's such a beautiful cock. And here, Mommy will show you how to kiss Daddy's cock, okay? So you can hold it right here to keep it straight up. And you just open your mouth. Don't use your teeth at all, because that would hurt. And you just do like this. See how Mommy's going up and down? Yeah? That's what you're going to do. Good boy. Don't be scared. It's okay. It's really okay. Oh, you're so brave. Look at you. Daddy, make sure you don't miss this. Make sure you don't miss his cute little face taken in your cock. Look at that, Daddy. Yes. Good boy. Good boy sucking his first cock. So fucking hot. Mommy's so proud of you. You're such a good little cocksucker. Yes, you are, baby. Your mommy will help guide your little head. It's okay. I won't go too deep. Yes, pedo daddy likes that, doesn't he? Yeah, you like that little 8-year-old mouth on your daddy? Wasn't everything you've dreamed of? Raping an 8-year-old's mouth. Good boy. Now we're going to lick Daddy's butthole. Well, yes, we are. I know it's weird, baby, but Daddy will like it. You want to make Daddy feel good, don't you? Okay, Daddy, spread those legs. See it there, baby? You just take your tongue and move it in circles around that hole. That's all you got to do. I won't make you do it for long. Good boy. Get down there. Yeah, that's a good little faggot. Lick daddy's asshole. You like that, daddy? Yeah, you do. I'm going to make sure he gets it nice and wet because he's about to fuck your ass. Yeah, you're going to get fucked by an 8-year-old. It's going to be so fucking hot watching my little son fuck your ass, daddy. Good boy. Yes. Okay. That's good. That's good. Such a good boy. Okay. Daddy, get on your hands and knees. And Michael, you're about to do something definitely what only adults do. You're going to stick your pee-pee inside daddy's asshole. Right inside that hole. Don't worry, mommy will help you. Mommy will help you, okay? So just get behind daddy. That's a good boy. Yes, you need to stand up on the bed, don't you? You're so little. It's okay, mommy will hold you by your back. Okay. All right. Do you mind if mommy takes your little pee-pee and helps guide it into daddy's ass? Okay, I'm just going to help put it in there. All right, here we go. It's coming, daddy. Here comes his little kitty cock. Good boy. Now keep pushing in there. Keep pushing. Oh, that feels good, doesn't it, Michael? Yes, you're learning. Learning very early. That's pee-pees feel really good. Good and tight holes. And daddy's got a nice tight hole for you. Push it in all the way. Now you just, here, mommy will show you. You take your little hips and you go in and out, in and out. There we go. Yeah, that's my good boy. Yes, fuck daddy. Good boy. Fuck daddy's faggot ass. Oh, yes. Baby. You have a little 8-year-old cock inside you. You're officially, if it wasn't official before, it is now, officially a pedo faggot getting fucked by an 8-year-old boy. And you should see his face. Your ass is making him feel so good. Yeah, you're making that little 8-year-old cock throb probably inside of you. You like that, don't you? You want to make my little 8-year-old son feel good with your ass? Yeah, you fucking faggot. You love it. Mommy loves it so much. I wonder if you'll make him have a little dry orgasm, daddy. Yeah, you want to make him come. Dry cummies in your tight little hole. Yeah, that's a good daddy. What's up, Michael? Oh, it's okay. That's really good. That's so good that you're feeling funny. Keep going. I know it feels so good. It's something called an orgasm. And that's a good thing. Keep going. Keep pumping your little hips in and out of daddy. Just like that. That's a good boy. Oh, look at you. Oh my gosh, he's so overwhelmed. Daddy, he's coming. He's coming inside of your filthy little faggot ass. Yes. God, this is so hot. Pedo queer sex. Holy shit. Oh my God, Michael, you are such a good boy. Now, you and daddy are going to switch turns and listen, Michael. I'm not going to candy coat it too much. You saw daddy's big cock, okay? It's going to go inside your little hole. And at first, it's going to hurt, but I promise it'll get better. And mommy will be here to hold your hand the whole time, okay? I promise. All right, you're going to be brave for mommy and daddy, right? Yes, and just remember, daddy feels so amazing inside of you. So just remember that. You're doing it all for daddy. Okay, so lay down here. We want you on your back so we can see your cute face and your adorable little pee-pee. Spread your legs just like that. All right. right, come here, Daddy. I know that you are ready to come. I know that you're so turned on getting fucked by my little 8-year-olds. Now it's your turn to come. You see that little kitty asshole? Yeah? Stick that pedo cock in there, Daddy. Yeah, rape my son. Rape my 8-year-old son for me, Daddy. Yes, push it in. Good boy, Michael. Yes, good boy. Just be brave and breathe. Just breathe through the pain. Good boy. Stretch that little kitty fuckhole. Come on, Daddy. Yeah, don't worry. Don't worry if it hurts. He'll get used to it, won't he? Yes, because we're going to turn him into your good little faggot, aren't we? This is the first step. There you go, Daddy. Open it up. Open it up with that pedo cock. Yeah. You got some pedo cum to squirt in there, don't you? Pedo spunk for his little faggot. I love it, Daddy. I love it so much. Keep pushing in there. Does it feel amazing? Yeah, that warm, tight kitty asshole. Yes, just pure child gay sex. It's so fucking hot. Yes, Daddy, keep pumping in there. Keep pushing, push in there. You're doing a good job, Michael. Good boy, you're so brave. And Daddy, God, you are such a sexy pedo faggot. So fucking sexy watching you rape my son. I could probably come without touching. I'm gonna be honest, I could fucking come right now. So come on, baby, use that little faggot hole. Turn my little son into your cum dump. Yeah, it's Daddy's cum dump, isn't it? Daddy's little kitty cum dump. Yeah, look at that kitty cock bouncing from rape. Look at it. Watch it, baby. Watch it while you come. Watch that little kitty cock just bouncing as you thrust in and out of that kitty fuck hole. Yeah, give him that pedo cum, Daddy. Give him that pedo cum nice and deep, Daddy. Just like that. Oh, good boy. You feel Daddy's pedo load inside of you? That's a good boy. I bet it feels so good. Yes, Daddy comes at mommy like that, and I love it so much. Yes, you're filling it up so deep. You nasty little pedo faggot. Look at you. My naughty kitty fucker. I fucking love you. I love you for raping my son. That was so hot.